Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We are on day 3 of Prayerquake 2025, and we would love to see you today at Celebration Tabernacle Church anytime from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Please go to the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page so that you can see the full information about Prayerquake 2025. It's an international prayer conference, and the prayer point is Arise and Shine. We'll also be there tomorrow, Saturday, from 9 a.m. to noon. So if you haven't been able to make it yet, please plan on being together with us. Prayerquake 2025, it's an honor to be hosting it at Celebration Tabernacle Church right here in the center of the city of Cocoa. Yesterday we were in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Verse 23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. So we're attaching our faith to his word.
He who promised
is faithful. We have to hold fast that confession of our hope without wavering. What does that mean? We can't get out of it. We can't look for the escape route from our faith. We can't look at different obstacles that arise and such and just say, well, never mind. We're going to hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. It's the enemy that wants to deter us. It's the enemy that wants to send us on a detour. But we have to hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Why? Because he who promised is faithful. So God who told you to do it is the God who is faithful to ensure that it comes to pass. We just have to stay right in the route of it and not be easily deterred.
I want to take you guys to Hebrews chapter 12. And look at, as we close off this week, let's close this off with Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, which is so powerful.
Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Great. Some great truth. It takes us all week just to impact the truth in there. So, guys, look at 12 and go back to Hebrews chapter 11. Mm-hmm. And now we says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, right? Mm-hmm. Verse 2, for by it the elders obtain a good testimony. Okay. So he tells about the elders. We know who are the elders. You look on it. By faith, Abel. All right? By faith, Enoch. Those are the elders. And it goes on. Mm-hmm. Abraham. Mm-hmm. Over here, it says now, in verse 12, it says, verse 1, it says, you are surrounded by these witnesses. Mm-hmm. They tell you. These witnesses, you are surrounded by them. They had ready work faith. They use faith to obtain. The only way they obtain it is by faith. And they are a witness saying, it's by faith. It's by faith. It's by faith. Everything of God is by faith. And then he says in verse 2, looking now unto Jesus, who is the what? The author and the finisher of our faith. We have no excuse. So we should lay aside everything that would stop us from believing and saying, I'm a believer, not a doubter. Mm-hmm. we should lay aside everything that would make us a doubter and come to the point where we can say, I'm a believer and I'm not a doubter. I have other people who have done it. I have so many witnesses. I have Enoch, who is a witness here. I have Abraham, who is a witness here. I am so surrounded by so many witnesses who have done it. So if they can do it, I can do it. Mm-hmm. If they believe, I can also believe. Mm-hmm. That's powerful truth right there.
Yeah, it tells us to run with endurance the race that is set before us. And each of them had to run with endurance. They each had their own race.
Yes.
Because if you go and you study the text that relates to the mentioning, because they're just mentioning them in Hebrews chapter 11. Yeah. But then there's text that actually gives the account and shows the endurance that it took for them to be able to have the total fulfillment of the word.
Yeah.
Because if you go through and you look at the list of each and every person all the way through
those weaknesses.
Hebrews chapter 11, there were a lot of them. They had to get up again, get up again, get up again, get up again, and keep going forward. They get knocked down, and then they would have to get up again. Or they would say they believe, but they ain't really believe, and then time would go by, and God would tell them again, and then they had to, you know, get back in alignment and such. But it took endurance for them to bring forth the reality of the word. It wasn't instantaneously. And then that's where we get deceived. We think that, oh, it's instantaneous.
No.
And then when it's not instantaneous, we say, well, God must not have said it. It's over time. Endurance over time. The race that is set before us. So the route for each and every person is individual. Collectively, we go through Jesus Christ, but to bring into fruition, to bring into full manifestation that which God showed us, what he created each and every one of us to do in the earth, those are individual routes. Yeah, there's help and such along the way, but only the visionary really sees the vision. So when other people come, if we're not strong in that, we could allow people to twist and such the vision. And then we're doing something that we never intended to do starting out. We're doing something that God didn't show us because the influence, the opinions of other people began to twist. That's why the Bible says we have to write down the vision so that we could continually go back to it and we could look and see, am I really doing the authentic vision that I was given, or am I doing a bunch of good things that's not rightly aligned with the vision?
Also, we shouldn't go to God by wanting stuff. We should come close to God with a true heart.
Yes.
And full assurance of faith. Not, Lord, gimme, 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 because my name is Jimmy. We go to church sometimes to see what we could get. But faith is the foundation that we build our life upon. And it's hard because it's hard to walk by faith because it's an unseen. It's hard to believe in something our physical form can't see. So it takes practice, but we need to pursue and persevere. And when you have a lot of some things, you don't talk about it. So if you already have it, you don't need it. So when you talk about things a lot, that means you don't have it. So don't love God for the things that you can get from him. Love him for who he is and for what he did for us on the cross.
Mm-hmm. Look through the eyes of faith. For we walk by
faith
and not by sight. Mm-hmm. This thing is a walk of faith. Mm-hmm. The believer's life is a walk of faith. Mm-hmm. We got to say that this morning as we leave the year for this week. The believer's life is a walk of faith. Mm-hmm. No two way to it. Mm-hmm. You got to see it out of the word of God. Not seeing it from your perspective, but see it from the word. Mm-hmm. Hebrews chapter 11 shows me that the believer's life is a walk of faith. Mm-hmm. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. Mm-hmm. Go on. The believer's walk is a walk of faith. Mm-hmm. You can go through this thing here. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, move with godly fear, prepare an ark for the saving of his own soul. The believer's walk is a walk of faith.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead.
And I was going to say this. So to make it more simple, we live our daily lives on faith. We trust that when we sit in a chair, it's not going to collapse. We trust that when we do a week's worth of work, we're going to get a paycheck. And why do we believe? Because it's just things we know to be. So we have to practice to know what is faith is in the unseen realm, in the spiritual realm. The way we trust in the carnal mind, we have to trust with the spiritual mind. And the way what we know in the natural place is things we've learned along the way. So when our spiritual mind comes into practice, we have to know what the Word of God says. So when we get all these crazy thoughts in our head, we have to know where to go back and where to say, wait a minute, what does God's Word say? And if it lines up with what God says, you can be rest assured it's from God. And we come close to God, and then these things will happen, because this is what happens. We've lived our whole life believing in a lot of things, and we don't even realize we believe in them because they just come natural. So we should get to the point where our spiritual man, it comes natural to believe, because we know the Word of God, and we should put it in our heads so that when the physical person attacks us, we have ammunition to go back and to say, this is why I believe, and this is why I believe it's going to happen, and it's the truth.
It, just like the example you gave with the paycheck, if you work all week and you don't get a paycheck, you're going to go back and contend with them because you have an employment contract with them. So you're going back and you're contending with the Word. If you're at the grocery store and you see that the sale says that this item is one price, and then you get to the register and they charge you another price, you're going to contend based off of the written Word, the contract, that which you saw. So how much more with the Word of God? And the Bible tells us to contend together with God, to bring His Word into remembrance and fight the good fight of faith. Make your day count.